Just before we start this learning through the sugya, I want to explain how to learn the sugya. What is the challenge learning the sugya, etc. So the sugya is referred to as possible v'kisnin, and which we refer to maybe the English translation is bread-like mazonos, as opposed to other types of mazonos which are not bread-like. If in your introductory pages, which Menachem typed up so nicely, thank you. So the first challenge you want to figure out in the sugya is ma'ishta pasav b'kisim milechem gomer. Referring to it as pas, we're calling it pas, so it means it's bread. So in what way is pasav b'kisim different than bread? And the flip side is there's going to be some types of mazonos which are not pasav b'kisim. The most obvious one is if you have cooked mazonos, oatmeal. Oatmeal is a mazonos, but it's not pas in any way, shape, or it's not baked. So that's clearly not, it's a mazonos. Not everything which is mazonos is pasav b'kisim. So we have to define what are the criteria to consider this pasav b'kisim. Is it because it's baked? Is that the only criteria which we have automatically? Something which is baked automatically is pasav b'kisim? Are there other criteria as well? Now, we use the phrase pasav b'kisim as this umbrella phrase to talk about any type of mazonos which we think in our mind, that if you eat too much, you have to bench. But the Gemara does not use it like that. The Gemara has something called pasav b'kisim, and the Gemara has other things which also refer to, also have this halacha that if you're kaveya, you have to bench, even though not pasav b'kisim. So we use pasav b'kisim, I guess, in the colloquial sense, that it's a broad usage, meaning anything like that which you would have to bench on if you have too much of it. But the Gemara is using it in a very specific way, and there are other types of mazonos as well, which also have the same halacha. So then when we're looking at lechem gomer versus all of these, this unit, and which is called pas b'kisim, why is it not lechem gomer? Why isn't it pas? So that's really the question. So if you look at the questions on page number 3 of your introduction, so the first question was, ma'ishta pas b'kisim milechem gomer? You want to figure out, why is the difference? Ma'o pasav b'kisim? What defines pasav b'kisim? Are there other types of bread which also have this halacha pasav b'kisim? So then, if so, what makes something lechem gomer as opposed to pasav b'kisim that it doesn't have this halacha? The halacha is for lechem gomer, any amount that you eat, you make a motzi. You're eating a mashahu of, you take a piece of matzah, you want to eat it, you haven't washed yet, you want to eat a little piece of matzah that big, it's not a kazayas, you still have to make a moitzi. You don't have to wash. The shear to wash is a kazayas. The shear to make a bracha on washing is a kebeya. According to Mishabura, the Iker Pesach, making a bracha on, if you wash your hands, is a kebeya. Less than a kebeya, you have to wash and you don't make a bracha. Less than a kazayas, so you don't have to wash. And this is Tirmish Shabura. Mishabura. Mishabura says in Hilchos Tzitzadayim that you don't have to wash. And Mishabura in Hilchos Tafayin Hay, in the Luchos of the Seder, we wash for karpas, you eat less than a kazayas. So the Mishabura, in some versions, he put a later note, a footnote, to his Mishabura back in Hilchos Tzitzadayim. He says, you see from the Torah, it hilchos the halachas of the Seder that you have to wash even less than a kazayas. Right, but over here in Hilchos Tamei, he says you don't have to wash less than a kazayas. But hamoitzi, you have to say hamoitzi, unless it's a kazayas. Any amount that you're eating, you have to say hamoitzi. A person takes matzah, he takes matzah and he crushes it up into matzah melt, he makes a moitzi on it. You eat the matzahs which are crushed into little pieces, you still make a moitzi on it. Over here, there's a little halacha. Well, you say you make a mazonos. You don't have to wash your hands. You make a mazonos. If you eat too much, you have to bench. You have to say moitz and you have to wash your hands. So, what makes something lechem gomer? Then, meza shir chayzer pasav b'kisim liyos kama lechem gomer. At what point does it go back to be considered lechem gomer? Eze minim mazonos shalom ein lahem din lechem gomer. So, one example we gave is if you have cooked mazonos. Cooked mazonos is not, it's not considered lechem gomer. There are actually cases of baked mazonos which also do not have a din of lechem gomer. And they will never have a din of lechem gomer. And the last question is, can we mevatel pas? And what happens? What status does it get when you're mevatel pas? You make it always pas. So people refer to this whole big sugya as like pasul b'kisin. Well, I think it's a mistake, because you actually on the sugya that's going to be confusing to you. So I want to just remove that mistake before we start. That's not pasul b'kisin, because pasul b'kisin is used in a very specific sense in the Gemara. There are other things like pasul b'kisin which have the similar halachas to pasul b'kisin. Okay. Rav Huna ochel tlaisa rifti b'nei tlasa tlasa b'kava. So he ate 13 of these loaves. Each one was three kav, or there's three of them in a kav, which even was a third of a kav. It was pasul b'kisnin, and he didn't make a bracha afterwards. Now, pasul means he didn't make a he didn't not say bracha. It means he didn't make a bracha. He didn't bench. Adi kafna, are you still hungry? So you're arguing that this halacha that you switch from saying alamichya to benching is when you're full. And the logic being, in that case, it's sviya. V'chalta v'savata, the mitzvah of the Torah of hamoitzi, when you eat bread, you have to bench. The Torah says it is only in conjunction with v'chalta v'savata. So if you're full, so then you have to bench. So Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, apparently you're still hungry. So you feel that since you're still hungry, you only bench if you're full. So bona fide bread, real pas, you bench anyway, mirabona. Because we're not mechayiv to bench on pasul b'kisnin unless you reach the state of the rice of sviya. So you're still hungry. It says, but Rav Nachman points out that that's incorrect. It's not telling you personally whether you're seveir or not. El kol shacherim kavod lov suda tzarich levorech. If you reach the point where people are kaveya suda, that's enough that you have to bench. It doesn't say what that is, what's called kaveya suda, and that's going to be a major discussion. I just want to point out, in the way it's ordered in Shulchan Aruch, the law of kaveya suda is said, in it's all in Siman, it's all in one Siman. That's very nice. It's all in Siman Kum Samaches. So the first five sifim deal with a different halachas about eating pas, preferred pas over better, not preferred pas, what do you make a bracha on, a sholem, not a sholem, better tasting pas, worse tasting pas yisrael, pas akum, that's all the first five sifim. We're not going to touch that. Sif vav deals with this halacha, the person's kaveh suda on pas over kisin, so you have to bench. Now, and if you don't, you make a mazarnas. Then sif zayin says, what's pas over kisin? Now, the order of Shulchan Aruch I'm not responsible for. I would have changed the order. I say pasul b'kisin is X, Y, and Z. And if you eat a lot of it, you have to bench. The Shulchan Aruch writes, pasul b'kisin, you have to bench. If you eat too much, you don't have to. By the way, what is pasul b'kisin? Oh, yeah, good point. Next sif is, what is pasul b'kisin? So it only says it in the next sif. Don't get stuck on the amount first. If you get stuck on the amount, you'll never leave it. You know, but we'll end up not getting to anything else other than the amount, right? But what's pasul b'kisin? You can get stuck on sifav. That's why the order is, I'm gonna, that when you're learning it, leave that for later. Leaving the sugya of how much to eat for later. Okay. Fine. Now, Rashi says, Adi Kafna. So Adi means Omer Nachman Adi Kafna Adi Eilu Klamer Eilu the Rav and Necholu Vachilam Aruba Gazul and Nifsus Mibrocha El Kol Shach Kevin Cherem Kevin Achilas and Bekach Tom Berachas the Muslims Kach Per Shav Hai. Okay, that if you're eating it because you're very hungry, that's why you're eating it. So that's, you felt that's. You ate so much out to this point that you ate so much that people would normally eat this amount if they're hungry, which means people could be kaveh suda on this, and that's enough. They have different shah, he held that you don't have to bench less than the sheer sviya and regular bread. Rashi doesn't like that pshat because that's more later. That's tanoim later on. I'm going to say you bench unless, I mean, rabbanon, you bench unless than that. So that's not the pshat. The pshat like Rav Hai, his issue argument was that since people normally eat this amount for the purpose of sviya for a meal, samela, you have to bench. So the more Rav Yehuda, Habi Osigle, the Brei, Be Rav Yehuda, Bar Chaviva. So they were making arrangements for the Chasna. It's really relevant for the Bachram over here. Okay. Isaac came out, Pasma Bakistan. So they brought out Pasma Bakistan. Ki also, Shemino the Kamavarchi Hamoitzi. So you heard them saying Hamoitzi. Samarlu Mai Tzitzi the Koshamano. I hear a lot of tzadi sounds. I hear a lot of every time Hamoitzi. I hear a lot of tzadi sounds. Why am I hearing tzadi sounds? Why? Where's the Moitzi come from? Dilma Hamoitzi, Lechem and Arts, come over. You're making much of Lechem and Arts? Amalayin. In the town, you're Munam, Mishum, Rabbi Huda, Pasma Bakistan, Ravork, and Allah Hamoitzi. You got it wrong. We don't pass it like the Ramuna. You don't make a moitzi. You make a mazunas. Itmar. Amr lay. Vahamar hu damar mishay. The shumah lachmonias. Marvin behen. Mavarchan lay hamoitzi. So you can use lachmonias for the purpose of for an eruv, which means it's called bread. Yeah, to purpose of eruv, you need something which is bread, and you make a moitzi on it. So teretz shaniyosim the kav basuda say olayu abahech lo kav basuda say olayu loy. That's a cause of a kviyas suda. Okay. Now that piece of Gemara is important in regards to the amount, the shear, because pasha the Gemara is tying in the shear that you use for an eruv is the shear which we call a kviyas suda. Right? He's saying the reason why you can use this for an eruv is because of Kviya Suda. So some learn that the Gemara is telling us that the shear for Kviya Suda is the shear of an eruv. So what's the shear for an eruv? So the halacha, if you're making the eruv chatzeris, the shear that you have to put is mechloikis tanoim, and it has to be the amount which you'll be able to use for two meals. So whatever the mechlokes is, that's double the shear of a suda. Mechlokes Hanoi, Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Meir, if I call correctly, one says 6 bayim, one says 8 bayim. So nafkamina is 6 bayim means a meal is 3 bayim. And one says 8 bayim is a shear, meal is 4 bayim. This mechlokes, we show them how you paskin. Whether you paskin 6 bayim or 8 bayim. So nafkamina is over here, whether it's 3 or 4 kibayim. So one suggestion for the shear for Kviya Suda is the size of 3 or 4 kibayim. That's where that shear, if you ever hear the shear of 3 or 4 kibayim, that's where it comes from. Because in this Gemara, the Gemara says Kviya Suda. And the Gemara says, like you find the reference to Erev. Yeah, because if you have that amount for an Erev, that's called Kviya Suda. That's why you make a moitzi, and that's why it's called pas, and that's why you can use it for an Erev. But we're not talking about, but what you're doing over here, you're having this lachmonios, with the Pasuk Kisan that they were eating, that they weren't eating a Kviyas Suda, and Mela the Brach is Mazonis or not. Now, so the Gemara is talking about Pasuk Kisan, and the Gemara throws in Lachmanius. As you will see when you learn Shulchan Aruch, that Pasuk Kisan is Siv Zayin, Lachmanius is Siv Ches, and they're actually two different things. So again, so here you see this idea: the more we're lumping together something which is possible, kiss and lachmanis, they have the same din. There are certain items which the halacha is that the bracha is not hamoitzi unless you're kaveh suda. Some of them are called possible kiss, and some of them are called something else. But in halacha, we lump them together as one type of idea. Okay. So now Rashi comes along and says, "What is lachmanis?" So Rashi says some old French word. And it's, which I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's important because the Rishonim are going to argue in Rashi exactly what it is about this din. So what is this? So Rashi says, Monius, Rashi says, Ublish Bilaz, okay? So if any of you speak Old French, that'd be very helpful. What is Ublish? So Tais says, Lachmonius, Ublish. Pierce Rashi, Ublish. Balon here, so Tosfos says that's incorrect. Ublish are not possible, is not what we're referring to. The name kind of feel like common name Yesh Lavorach Hamoitzi. I think it was the word Yesh. Sarach Lavorach Hamoitzi. Sharei Hu Lachem Gomer. It's considered Lachem Gomer. Sharei Sofa Isa. We'll discuss Sofa Isa. Leave that for little bit later in the conversation. When you go to the first, I know Nilish. So again, we're throwing out these old French words. We don't know what Ublish is, we don't know what Nilish is. But Miyaki Kabbas said, the Sayolem of Oracle of a Moitzi, come on, Purim. Mirabeta Shimshim appears to Ain of Oracle of a Moitzi, the Havi Kamai Daisa. Wonderful. So, Tosis throws in that the Mor is referring to Nilish. Now, again, this is not Pasul Makistan. This is the thing like Pasul Makistan, which the Mor is asking from. Let's go back a step to the Rashi Amim Aleph Amim Beis. Okay. So, the Gemara mentions Pasul Makistan earlier, Amim Aleph Amim Beis. And there, Rashi actually gives us a little bit of an explanation. How's over Kistan? Lachre Chila Brichas Mazon Yirgil Mahavi Kistan Behen Kloyus Fisha Yafin Leib Can Read It By Amo Ahani Kistin the Malal Liba. So Kistan is a name for roasted kernels of grain. That's what Kistan means, according to Rashi. That's what the word means. Okay, and at the end of the meal, either before benching or after benching, they would sit there, they would munch on sunflower seeds, basically, okay? That was their equivalent of sunflower seeds. They would sit there and they would munch on these roasted kernels. So, Krashu Mavini Mahem Pas Shinush Nilusha Im Tavla. But they would also bring together with that a bread dough, which you, when you made the dough, you mixed in spices. You mixed in flavoring. Kain ublish shalono, like ublish. So now Rashi tells me, what is ublish? Ublish is that you take, when you made the dough, there was spices in the dough. Okay. V'yeshoshen on some kmitzi parim, milonas, they make it in different shapes. V'echlemen davar muat, and they eat a small, you don't eat large amounts of that. It's not made for eating large amounts, it's made for something small amount. V'metokshen noisim bo tavlin harbe, v'goizim ushkedim. And because you put in it a lot of spices and nuts and almonds, umakolam wood, and you only eat small amounts of it, lohitinua bracha main gimel means to have a pasar zodech. So it doesn't require a bracha afterwards. Bracha main gimel. So Rashi said that the more here's discussion is eitun bracha lachreim. It doesn't need a bracha afterwards. When you learn ketzam avarchim, you will find a very frustrating thing. We learn Ketzim Avarchim that throughout the parak, the lashon of Ein Tun Bracha Lachreim means you don't need a bracha of a benching or Ein Gimel. You do need a brain of Oshos. That's how you learn Ketzim Avarchim. It hits you somewhere along the way. Oh, you do make a brain of Oshos. So Ein Tun Bracha Lachreim means it doesn't have one of the brachas which are Midina Deraisa, you have to bench. Alamichya, in certain scenarios, is a din of the raisa. The person eats one of the Zion minim. Zion minims either the ones which are peiris, the peiris is shetaf from Eretz Yisrael, or wine which is made from Geffen, or the pasuk only says chita and saara, because I'll say in the Sefer Chala that chita and saara really include all five species of grain. All five species of grain are connected either to Sa'ara or to Chitza. So, all these things are included in the halacha that the seventh, the Zayin Minim, Shishap and Erzitzel, the Pasuk says, V'chata V'savata V'rachta, Al Shatayba. Right, the Pasuk before says, the person is going to give you, bring you to a land of Erz Chitza, or Gefen, V'tenev, V'etz, Eitz, Hashem, and Udvash. V'chata V'savata. So the Pasuk of V'chata V'savata is going back on the Pasuk before of these items. And that's when the Torah says you say bracha akorna. So what bracha are you saying? You don't bench on wine. You don't bench on olives. You say a main gimel. So therefore, many rishonim assume the main gimel is a din deraisa. So that's when it refers to saying it needs a bracha lachar. It needs a bracha afterwards because it's one of the things of the pasuk. When it says ain't to a bracha lachar, it means it doesn't need anything at all. It doesn't. It needs a din rabbanim saying bread of oshos. That's not the Gemara's lashon. So that's the Gemara uses the lashon. So Hashem says you don't need a. Tosha doesn't like that. About you do need a bracha afterwards. It's talking about you ate it during the meal. So Barashi says ublish, And Rashi says, Ublish are what? They have tavlin in it, a lot of tavlin, and they have nuts. So it's a dough, it's a yeast dough, it's a cake made with a yeast dough cake, but there's a lot of ingredients. We would say there's oil in it, there's sugar in it, there's spices in it. It's not made like regular bread. Regular bread is flour and water, you know. And this is flour and water and sugar and oil and cinnamon, etc. So Rashi calls that pasul bekistin. Toisus al mem beis one aleph. By Lachmanius, Rashi is ublish. Toisus says one here. That's pasul. So Rashi calls pasul bekistin. Rashi calls Lachmanius, which the halacha pasul bekistin, which the halacha is you only make a hamotzi if you're kaveh suda. Toisus says no. You make a hamotzi on that regularly, even a little bit. You got kaveh suda. The current place is you go into the bakery, you buy a cinnamon bread, right? You make a mitzvah on it. Am I making sense? Right? Yes? No? Maybe? Right? This place says. According to Rashi, you make a bread with mezonos. If you're kaveh asura, you have to bench. But according to the place says that's lechem gomer. So
what is cinnamon bread?
That's a good question. All right. It's basically a bread which has cinnamon in it. It has like a swirl inside. Usually you see it inside. It looks exactly like a loaf of bread. No, it looks like a loaf of bread. Sliced like a loaf of bread. It's shaped like a loaf of bread. It looks like a slice of bread. There's a swirl of cinnamon in the middle. Right? You ever see that? No. Okay, you don't go to the bakery store. Inside the bread, this is a slice of bread. This is your slice of bread. So there's a swirl of cinnamon inside inside. Okay. I'm giving a shiur July 4th. I'll do this. You know, shiur on this. My wife said, "Lean on her. She'll give me samples." And people can eat them afterwards. So anybody who's around July 4th and helps learn the Balabatim beforehand, you'll be able to taste the samples also. That's your motivation to show up.
He just wants to see a picture.
Though. I'll take pictures. Okay.
The Tosos isn't talking about it. Or whatever. Would that be considered?
It'd be the same thing. Anything which right now all I have in the current Tosos is if all you've done to change this from quote unquote regular bread is added spices. Or other ingredients, it doesn't take it from being bread. Sugar is included in that, right? So if you say your pass, the standard pass, you know, besides would be what they call it, like a French bread, which has basically flour and water, a little bit of salt. If that's your starting point of what's called pass. So it says, well, okay, now I threw in sugar and I threw in oil and I threw in cinnamon, didn't change anything.
According to Rashi on Mem and Alf, he says, and then he says over here that he gives the exact description. He says, and Ublish is not Pasul Bekistin. Didn't he say before that it's like Pasul Bekistin?
So the more it calls it, refers to Lachmanius.
Yes, yeah, so
So I pointed out in Shulchan Aruch that Shulchan Aruch has Pasul Bekistin in Sif Zayin and has Lachmanius in Sif Ches. Rashi says Pasul Bekistin Ublish. Rashi Lachmanius, I'm sorry. And Rashi Mebel Mabeis Pasul Bekistin, Rashi says Ke'ein Ublish Shalon, which basically you're making like Pas Shinilusha in Tav, the way we make our Ublish. So Pas Rashi is not differentiating between the two, but the Shulchan Aruch does. Correct. So this is the Rambam's definition of Pasul Bekistin. Rashi and the Rambam learn the same way. The definition of Pasul Bekistin is that there are other ingredients in the dough. Right, that's how the Rambam understands it. If you look at the language of the Rambam, it's to start from the Perikim Halachotes. So Isha Shenefes Bekarka, Kamosh Harviyim Shechtem Midboris Oifim. So they would dig out a piece of sand, make a little hole, put in this dough, and based on the heat of the sun and the heat of the sands, they would bake it, or they put a fire there, it comes out looking, it doesn't look like bread. So the Rambam's first case is this case of which is nefesh b'karka. That's more before in Lamaches. Kuba the ara. The Mara first says kuba the ara. They would bake it in the ground. So you have this dough which you mixed in. Either he gives you the example of honey, oil, milk, or spices, and you bake it. So even though it's bread, it's pas. You make a bracha of mezonos. Now, in what way is it pas if you make a mezonos? Why is the Rambam stressing, even though it's pas? So the first one Rambam says, it doesn't have tzuras pas. So that's pasha. I understand that the definition of pas has to have a certain way that the result, what it looks like. Right? I mean, the result, the pita doesn't necessarily look like our bread, but that was, pita has the characteristics of something which is baked, it rises a little bit, etc., what we would call pas. So, and you do this thing to the dough in this depression of the ground, it comes out looking strange. So the Rambam, even though it doesn't look like pas, but you bench if you're kareya suit. Now, if you bake a regular dough, it looks like bread, but it has something else in it. So the Rambam, even though it's pas, but the bracha is mezonos. And bim kavas should also allow mevorach hamotz. So now, the Rambam's kaitch of the Gemara of pasuk b'kisin is similar to Rashi. It's because there are other ingredients in the dough. That's the definition, because there are other items in there, other ingredients in there. What is missing? What's the difference between the Rambam's lashon and Rashi's lashon? What? Harbe. Right? The Rashi mentions Tosha Noisim Tavlin Harbe, but goes in Mishkanim. You put a lot of spices in it. The Rambam says, Dva Hashem and Cholav Ashir Bosh, Mine Tavlin. The Rambam doesn't mention the condition of Harbe. Right? So this is going to be in the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. What would be a case where you had the other ingredients, but not a lot of them? What's the halacha? No sardim here?
Is the Rambam mentioning a situation where the bread, there's so much of it in that the bread is no longer even so much the ikar anymore, to the point where it's mezonos? In other words, the consistency has changed to that point.
Rambam does not say that.
Doesn't mention that point.
Doesn't mention it at all. Right? You might say that's what he means, but he doesn't say it. Matter of fact, the Rambam stresses apishu pas. It's bread. Right? It's bread.
Obvious.
Right? So this is what in the Beis Yosef and the Ramah in the Shita of the Rambam, in a case where you put tavlin in, but not tavlin harbe. Is that become mazonos or not? That's why you'll have some svardim which are machmer, they're machmer to make a moitzi only on bread which has nothing, only like a French bread or something like that, which doesn't have anything else in it besides flour and water and a little bit of salt. But anything else, because they're afraid, according to the Rambam, it's not a moitzi anymore. Once it has oil in it. Now, our Shabbat, the standard Shabbos challah that the Ashkenazim eat, it has oil in it, it has sugar in it, it has, you know, it has, it might have some spices in it sometimes, a little bit. But it has eggs in it. So according to the reading of the Rambam, that might not be a moitzi. No, that might be mezonos.
If you're
kaveh suda, right? So now, how do you define kaveh suda? So the only definition we have of kaveh suda, which the Mar gave us so far, is that you ate a certain amount, right? So I decide, you know what? I'm in kaveh suda. I'm going to eat three little bites, but I'm having big meals. I made a suda out of it. Is that called to be a suda? Right? You know, Shabbos suda. So the sheer of achila, to be yoytz in the midst of achila, of a suda on Shabbos, that you have to wash for, the sheer is a kebeya. I think a kebeya of bread. The Taz says, I have to eat a kebaya of bread. So I did. So I don't think that's not a shiur when you make a meal out of it. So. That's the Mora said. If you by lachmonius, if you kebaya, you have to bench. The Mora said the shiur is like by Erev. That's the small. That's the shiur. The only shiur that I have so far is the size of an Erev, which is three or four kebaya. So I eat one. I eat my Shabbos, so I eat one kebaya of hamotzi, and then I eat everything else. So is that called kebaya suda or not? We don't know. Mora didn't say that. I have no such gemara yet. Okay, so we worked through Pasuk Kisin according to the Rambam and according to Rashi is because the dough has something else in it. And Tosis is on record that that's not called Pasuk Kisin, that's Pasuk Gomer. And Tosis says, I have no problem saying that that situation, the bracha is Hamoitzi, even though you weren't Kaveh Yasud. Okay, so the Orach comes along. It says, so what is Passover Kistin? So that's on the next page in your packet. So he brings, I cheated, you know, there's a Sefer Oruf, which is not written al Seder Hashas. It's written by topical, it's a definite, the Oruf was a dictionary. You know, he gave you words and he defined what they are, as being used throughout Shas. You could have multiple entries under one topic, which he did. He has a few places. The Oruch is a very early, the Oruch is a Rishon. The Oruch is before Rashi. Rashi quotes the Oruch. His name is Rav Nosson Ish Romi. He lived in Rome, and he wrote. They took the Sefer Oruch and they put it on Seder Hashas. So now, as you're learning through the Masechta, you can see what the Oruch says something about what you have on the page. So the Oruch and Erech Kesen. Chaf Samach Nun explains Pasuk Bakistan. Pirush Rav Hai Goin Hai Kaochi who pass Bein Metuvelis Bein Shena Metuvelis Shoshin Asa Kaochin Yevashin. They make it like this hard, dry cracker. Kaisus Asan Bebeis Hamishta, and you nibble at it. The lashon of Ksisa is a lashon of eating something which is hard, like munching on something, is referred to as Ksisa. We're showing some mishnah. Some they do it by, you know, by a party and by a party. Anybody other shachlim amen or kima, and they eat small amounts from it. So now that much he overlaps in Rashi. Rashi says macholam woods, and he says again that you eat small amounts. So what they have in common, different pshat, what it is, they have in common. You eat small amounts, and therefore, because shachar Rav Huna Harbi Amar Rav Nachman, I kafna zeh roi eiv, and the revoid ayochel, the sperm of men, and beloved Taurus kistin, the sarach levarach achare. You're not eating as the way you would normally eat kistin, to be a kiss, this idea for something to munch on, but rather you're making a meal out of it, you have to bench. Okay, that's the first shot that he says. Then he says, Rabbeinu Chanan ol pirish, zeh pas, also come in kistin, malayin sukar, hushkeidim begoizim, you make a milui. You have a pocket, and you fill it up with sugar. You fill it up with something in the middle. So even though there's no, the dough itself might be a regular bread dough, but the way you make it, the way you use it, is you fill it up inside with some type of a filling. And he brings it to Sefta, Vilafan of Mine Targima, Varchale Bore Mine Kistin. So there's a Tosefta that says you the brachas Bore Mine Kistin. Right. Then he brings Marai Ladivre Hagoin. So to Rav Hai's Pshat, it says, Posek says, Cholechem Sedem Yovesh Hoya Lekudim, Targum Cholechem Zvadeon Yovesh Hava Kistin. So the pasuk says lashon of yaveh shoya nikudim. It was dry, like hard pieces, and the targum translates over there. The word is kistin. So you see, the word kistin means this dry, hard item. So the oruch brings two pshatim. It brings the pshat of Rav Hai. It means a dry, hard type of an item, like a cracker, which is why your svarim will make a mazonos. Matzah, except for during Pesach. And the other pshat is it's a pocket. Example which you give is a tort. So a pie. A pie which has a top, not an open-faced pie, but a pie which has a top as well. So it's a pocket inside. A hamantashen, there's a pocket inside, something of that sort. So it's lashon of a kis, a pocket. So we have three pshatim what the word kis then means. Rashi's kis means these things that you eat. It's actually referring to grains. But together with it, they used to eat certain breads. But the point of the bread is the fact that it has a lot of spices in it. But it's nothing connected with the word kistin at all. Or the word kistin means something that your kais is on, that you munch on, because it's hard and dry and thin. Or the pshat is, it has a kis, it has a pocket. So those are the three pshatim which we have in the Rishonim, and all three pshatim are brought in halacha to define what the definition of pasul b'kistin is. It wasn't baked with it. So it was baked with something in the pot. Okay. Now, so what? Why is this different? Manishtana passes every color, every type of pass. Why is this different? Why should it change the law? So Rashi says, is it the nakuda, the fact that they don't look like bread in some way? Or is it in the kudu, they don't function like bread? Am I making sense? Is it the issue is that nishtana hatsura, or it was nishtana, what was nishtana was the way it was nishtana. You notice in Rashi's pshat, Rashi stresses the point is that you eat kima. Why do Rashi tell me they eat little bits? In the Oruch, it's even more strong. The lashon is that uminik b'nei adam sharech l'mimenu kima, that that they eat small amounts of it. Rashi lost in touch and noise about Tav and Harbi, but guys gave him Umachol and Muad, but it's in Ubrach of Main Gimel. Due to the fact that you have these other things and you eat small amounts, you eat it in small amounts, therefore they weren't Mechai and Ubrach on it. The Aruch says, because again, he stresses the fact that you eat Kima. And Rav Huna, when he ate harbe, he said, "Rav Nachman said you're eating this in a way of for the Ravoinai, lispoy b'menu, v'loy b'taras kisnin. You're not eating it the way you eat kisnin, which means small amounts, just for to munch on it. You're eating it as a way to fill yourself up. Then you have to make a moitz. So in the Oruch, it's clear that the nakuda is the fact it's not eaten in the way you would person would eat when he wants to eat bread to fill himself. And That's the nakuda. You eat. There's something called b'taras derech lisavaya, in the purpose of to be savaya, taras lisavaya, and taras kisnin, for a function of kisnin. So that it has its own function, and that function there's no hamaitzi and no benching. That's now. What about in the Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat? Rabbeinu Chananel says because the maisa it has a kiss. And it has a filling in it. Is the nakuda, according to him, because it looks different? Or the nakuda is because it functions different? Am I making sense? So in the Oruch, clearly differentiates between the function of kisnin. It has its function, and there's a function of achila lispoya. Rashi says, due to the fact that you eat small amounts, they were mekavei, which passes the Rashi, saying again, the nakuda is not how you made it, but what was the result of the fact that you made it like that? That you eat small amounts. You don't eat it to fill yourself up. Tosis came along and said, that's Lechem Gomer. So Pasha, Tosis come along and said, no. The fact that you eat it, if that's what you have, is pas. Al Mishu pas, Rambam said, this is bread. Bread with the fact that you put oil in it doesn't make it not bread. It's still bread, but the Rashi says, by changing the flavor through these different things, what you've done is you make it that people don't eat it for the purpose of bread. Oh, Samelo, the Chazal word kaveh of the brachos of bread for it. The Orcha says, you know, betzim is not, matzah is bread. On Pesach you make a moitzi on it. I'm not saying it's not bread. But since the way you normally eat it, you eat it in a way that's not for the purpose of smia, but you eat it the way to munch on. When you want to have for smia, use something else. Semelech is our word, kamei lebracha. On Pesach, which this becomes the item that you do use for smia, because this is the bread that you use on Pesach, so then bracha will be a moitzi, even if you eat small amounts of it. But during the year when people use crackers not for the purpose of bread, so, you know, that's where the Sfarim say that matzah during the year is a mazarnis. But the nekuda is not, it doesn't have tzuris lachem. It's pas. It looks like pas. It is pas. But you don't eat it the way you eat pas. Tosha says, that's lachem gomer. So that's Pasha Tosha's argument. Tosha says, I don't see it. I don't see what you're saying. That should be considered not lechem gomer without a moitzi and without benching. So what is it? So we have a third option left. That you push it, make it differently. It looks different. You make it with a kiss and you fill things inside of it. It functions now. It's a totally different item. It's an item which is made to hold a filling. That's not bread. Bread doesn't have a filling to it. Bread might have you know, more spices, less spices, more flavoring, less flavoring, but it's bread. So that's lechem gomer. So I think at least let's stop at this point. So we have a machlokes rishonim in what the definition of pasul b'kistin, and we have at least two rishonim who said the definition of pasul b'kistin is because of the fact you eat it for a different function than you normally eat bread. That's the Oruch Pshat, and that is the Rashi's Pshat, and we'll assume the Rambam means like Rashi. And that's what Rambam stresses, Betzim, it's bread. And that's what Tosef says, it's bread, so why aren't you making a Moitzi? The answer is no, it totally looks different than bread. It's a different item than bread. How is it a different item? It has this kiss with a filling, etc. Now, why is it making up bread? Is it automatically, because any type of filling will automatically make up bread? Or can we argue that Tosis agrees to the argument of Rashi and the Rambam as well. Alright? So let's say my filling is something which is sweet. So there's something filling which is something which is sweet. Usually you eat it as a small amount for a dessert, etc. Let's say the filling is meat. I baked it with meat inside. Or let's say the filling is cheese. Not a cheese danish, but a cheese. I'm making a meal out of it, a calzone. Right? It's baked with cheese inside of it. So then, I don't eat small amounts. I eat large amounts of it. That's a meal. But it has a filling inside. So what's the nekuda according to the Tosfos? Is it only the fact that there was a shinui in the tzura from the way you normally bake the bread? Or the Tosfos means you need the argument of Rashi that the derech is eaten ma'at. But even that's not enough to make it have, lose. But if it looks like bread, it's bread. No. But it also has a shinui in the tzura by the fact that it has a filling. The combination of the two things together makes it. So this will be a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. If the filling is something which is a savory type of filling, not a sweet filling, he gives meat, cheese, or fish, and you bake it is it with a kiss inside of it. You bake it inside like that. Is the bracha hamoitzi? According to the Shulchan Aruch, the bracha is hamoitzi. According to the Taz, the bracha is mezonos. Franks and blanks, right? It's wrapped. It has a sort of. It's like a dough with a filling inside of it. But people don't eat it. You know, it's not eaten to be something for sweet. It has a filling which is, but it's eaten more like a snack. So what about that case? Would that be the machlokes in the mechaber and the Taz also or not? What?
That would be an
issue of amount. Now, just throw out one more question because it's just pizza. So, if you think about pizza as moving along, so the dough itself, the dough, you don't really put too much more into the dough than you put it in, you know, it's a pizza dough, you know, fairly similar to pizza dough. So, it should be how much? It's not that. I understand. Right? So, for Svaradin, according to the Rambam, the main thing is you put something else in. But if I give you two pizzas, one pizza is baked with apple juice. One pita is baked with water, and I ask you to tell me the difference in flavor. Most people can't tell the difference in flavor. Apple juice happens to be it's a very weak flavor, right? And therefore, that's why they use apple juice, because you start using orange juice, it tastes pretty strange, right? Or grape juice. I make my pizza dough with grape juice. You know, they use apple juice because it has it. What? Some could have it. Now, if you learn the Rambam, the main thing is you put something in there, even though it doesn't change the flavor. But Rashi says the point is that it has tavon harbe, which is understood to mean that the point is that it changed the flavor. So I mean, it's not the way you make the dough. It's hard to argue that should be it shouldn't be a moitz. So what should be the argument? It has a filling. It's not really a kiss, a calzone, you know, but this is not a calzone. And maybe it's like that, but on the other hand, the filling is not a filling which takes it that you make makhola mu'at. The result of putting cheese on top of there doesn't mean that you eat less. You don't eat it as a snack. But on the other hand, you put a filling there, you put something there. If you argue that we will give the halacha of the cheese on top the equivalent status as if you made a filling to it, which that's arguable, that's debatable. But did it change how you eat it? No, it didn't change how you eat it. Right? Is the dough of the orif that it's like a cracker type dough? No, most people don't like that their pizza dough should be a cracker like. They probably wouldn't eat, you know. On Pesach, you make, you know, matzah, you know, you make matzah pizza, you know. But the rest of the year, most people don't eat matzah pizza. So the only argument we have is we'll give it a bit of kisnin. That's considered like a kiss, but that's debatable. And then we'll say, and even though it's not a kol mu'at, that's good enough also. And so, I think at the top of the title of the shiur says, what's the loch of pizza? So, I've given you some food for thought, bad pun, food for thought to think about based on what we've done so far. We'll pick up on Shabbos.